Welcome to the Tech Webcast Podcast, episode 400, recorded on the 22nd of October 2016. Tech Webcast is recorded every Saturday at noon Melbourne time. Rate us on iTunes and like us at facebook.com/techwebcast. Follow us on Twitter at Tech Webcast and download the Tech Webcast iPhone or Android app. You can also support us on at Patreon at patreon.com/techwebcast. Your host today for our big 400th episode is Brad, Jacob and myself, Daryl. And our very special guest is Orshi Payani from joinmyweddings.com.
Is it going to be a wedding on the podcast today?
I don't know. I don't know.
Hi, this is Paul Carey from Carey Co. Check out our latest game release, Alley Cat, on iOS and Android. And check out our website at careyco.net. Now I hand you back to Brad and the team at Tech Webcast.
Tech Webcast. Streamed from our brains to our mouths, to your ears, to your brain. It's like our brains are holding hands. Brain hands. That doesn't really make sense, but Tech Webcast does. Tech stuff, gadgets, games. Come and wander around geek heaven with us. Tech Webcast, here, now, holding brain hands.
Good afternoon, Brad, on this 400th episode.
What an episode. Yes, indeed, mate. Welcome back. To an action-packed show.
It is. 400. How the time flies when you're having fun.
So much, a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of episodes when you think about it. You know, 52 weeks in the year, few weeks where, you know, you may not do a show every, you know, and so, yeah, it's a lot of episodes.
I can name some people here who didn't get that far in podcasting land, but I won't name them, but anyway.
No, it is an effort because you can see, you know, if you get to that sort of number, you can see the podcasters that are lasted and then you can see the sort of wreckage of podcasts where it's got a certain number of episodes and all of a sudden it's just stopped.
But it really does sort of annoy me that people go out and try anyone else. I'm just pointing it out. But, you know, it annoys me when someone goes out there and starts something up and they try it out for a week and then they decide they don't like it or they give up on it. Never give up on anything. You just let it go and see what happens.
I think sometimes people and it's a bit like you know I'm heavily involved in theatre and it's sort of the same in some ways with that. People sort of see podcasting or they hear about podcasting and they think, oh, that's easy. You know, sit in front of a microphone, record it. You know, upload it. You know, can't be any much more easy than that. But they don't realise the fact that if you're doing, say, a weekly one, you've got to either have something to talk about for the week or you've got to have a guest for the week and it all flows on from that. And I think people are just unaware of that and they start off all enthusiastic and excited about it and then they get a week or two in and go, oh, this is all too hard. I've got to spend all this time trying to find a guest or I've got to do this. And they just die on the vine.
You don't really need a guest for a podcast. You can talk about whatever you want.
No, you don't. No, I mean, there are podcasts where people just talk, you know, they talk on a particular time. I like history and I was listening to a podcast the other day and it was just a woman and she was talking about a particular time in history and she was talking, you know, and she didn't have any guests on that particular show. And it was really interesting because she was interesting and I was just sitting back on the sofa with the headset on listening to it. But yeah, and then theatre's the same. You know, we do shows here and people say, oh, that was... Yeah, they come and watch it. I want to be in it. And go, it looks so easy, it looks so fun. And then when they come along, they realise you've got to rehearse two or three times a week for 4 or 5 months, and then you've got 10 performances, and basically you don't have a life for you know a few weeks before a show. Suddenly it dawns on them that this easy thing that they saw watching it is not easy. You know, you've got to really commit yourself to it.
Exactly. It's a lot of work doing a podcast.
Yep.
Every week and during the week, you got to do the show notes and, you know.
That's all that sort of thing, yeah. And I think that's the case that people sort of listen to a few podcasts and they think, well, that must be fairly easy. You know, I can talk to people and all that. But, yeah, it's all that work. It's, you know, it's setting it up initially. You know, where am I going to host it? And all that sort of stuff. And then all the technology behind it. And then it's starting it. And then it's, you know, if you're going to have guests, it's finding guests or it's working out what's my podcast going to be about. Is it going to be a certain topic like, you know, tech webcasts, technology, obviously. But is it going to be something else? Yeah, it all takes time. And even with my podcast, I'm just, you know, that I'm close to launching. It's taking a long time, but I didn't want to rush in and start it and then get a week or two and go, oh, I've made a real mistake here. I think I'll just bail. I wanted to make sure that I had everything in place before I even started, because listening to what you've said about how difficult podcasting can be at the beginning and also about, you know, keeping going with it.
Is, I think the main key is at the beginning is you just keep doing what you want to do and promote it and tell people about it and stuff and, you know, just be professional and, you know, that sort of stuff. And
Exactly. And I think that's it. And so for 400 episodes, I mean, no one can look at it and look at your podcast and say, oh, well, you know, you haven't been committed to it. Because, I mean, 400 episodes is 400 episodes. So
exactly. A lot of episodes and
a lot of guests.
We've had some fantastic guests on over the six. How long has it been? 6 years, is it?
Yeah, it'd be something like that. It wouldn't, if you added, even if you added one a week for the whole year, you know, it's 52 weeks in a year. So take a few episodes where you don't have a week, the odd week where you haven't had a podcast. But yeah, it's 5-6 years. So yeah, you've managed to get some really, you know, I was sort of thinking, how did you get, you know, like the Robert Scobles and that obviously get, you know, flooded with requests to be on podcasts and probably couldn't be on every podcast they're asked to be on.
Yeah, exactly. All I do is I just ask and they say, no, that's fine. You know, that's it. And I basically email them an email and saying you want to be on and that sort of thing and say, yeah, that's fine. You know, I think it's the main key is communication and that sort of thing, you know.
And now that you've got the 400 up, I mean, that's one advantage you've got now is if you ask someone and they say, well, you know, who are you and what have you done? I mean, you can say, well, I've done 400 episodes of Tech Webcast, you know, and people can have a listen to an episode or two and then make up their mind if they want to be on. But just the fact that you've done 400 episodes would impress a lot of people to say, well, you've obviously been consistent. Yeah. And so I will give up my time and come on.
Yeah, definitely. Now, have you got a highlight since you've been on, Darryl, since been on the podcast?
I think the highlights have been like talking to people like Robert Scoble and like Rene Ritchie and guys that I sort of would watch on video from Twit and sort of think that'd be really interesting. You know, I'd love to ask them a question or something and not expecting, you know, because they're on Twit and that, not expecting that I'd ever get to ask them a question or anything. And so, you know, Jason Snell, I think, and it was another one. And so those sort of guys are really good because you don't expect to actually, but just the variety of people, you know. It's not just, it's a technology podcast, but it's the variety of topics. I mean, everything, we've got, you know, weddings and that today, but, you know, from vinyl to weddings to all sorts of different things is you know, it's really good. It's not just, we're not just saying, well, we're only talking about mobile phones or we're only talking about computers or we're only talking about, it's just the variety I've enjoyed.
Exactly. Good feedback, Darryl. Thanks for that, mate. Appreciate your feedback on that. And Jacob Jones, welcome to the podcast, mate, and happy birthday for Tuesday, and also to your mum, Betty, her birthday today. She's turning 59.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday to her.
Yep. Thank you.
And what do you want to say about the 400 episode? Have you got any highlights since you've been on? You've been on for a while, and people, I know for a fact, people have given me feedback about you saying you've been great on here. And so what did you want to say?
I could say that I'm totally grateful. It just takes time to get better.
I used to be like
a slump when I used to do podcasts, but now it's like I'm more open to it.
Exactly. Now, do you want to mention Tech Luster before we go to the guests real quick? We did Tech Luster for a while. That's how you got into the podcasting scene. But before that, you did another one.
Yeah, Podcast Overlord, but I said no.
What happened to that?
It went to heck.
Okay. All right, fair enough. And then Tech Luster, that went for a while. We had guests on that podcast too, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
We had some good guest podcasts. We had what's his name? What's a Google guy's name? Google Plus guy?
Oh, Vic Gondotra, was it? No, Bradley. You had Vic Gondotra on there.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think so. Then we say his name.
Vic Gondotra. I think, Vic Gondotra used to be the head honcho at Google Plus. He's no longer. I think a year or two ago he had disagreements with, he left anyway. When Google Plus started it, they changed it and started to pull apart everything out of it. Bradley Horowitz was another Google Plus that was in there, unless it was one of the other managers. I mean, Vic was...
Chichu.
Oh, yes. I think he's one of their senior... might be getting his name wrong, but I think he was one of their senior engineers at Google Plus. Vic was Vic was the actual vice president in Google, and it was Google Plus that was his, you know, he ran the whole shop. So yeah, I've heard of the other guy you mentioned. So I think he might be one of the senior engineers.
Just going to add Andrew in real quick, then we'll get to Ushi real quick. Yes, Andrew, welcome, mate.
Hey Brad, how are you going, guys?
Good, hey,
mate.
Andrew.
Long time no chat.
What was that? Sorry, mate.
Long time no chat.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a pretty busy time lately, actually, with work, and things have been really busy there, and family life at home, of course. Miles is quickly growing up, as they do, happens before your eyes. So yeah, it's been really busy. How have you guys been on the show?
Good, mate. We've got to the 400th episode today, and it's been a good week, mate.
Absolutely. No, it's a big congratulations to you and the team and everyone on the show. 400 episodes. It's a massive accomplishment, mate. And I've probably there for maybe a third of them or something, like maybe even a half.
But you've been around for a long time, mate, and appreciate your support.
Yeah. No worries at all, mate. It's a fantastic show. I've really enjoyed it, and I still listen in as much as I possibly can. And well done to you, Brad, and
awesome.
Everyone there. It's a massive accomplishment, and I hope everyone appreciates just how much effort goes into it. I know that you spend a lot of time planning and a lot of time bringing guests onto the show and messaging people. And I mean, one thing that you always say, which I think is good, you know, people say, how on earth did you get that guy on? And as Brad would say, I message him, I ask him, I tweet him. You know, most people don't. All you've got to do, most people are friendly. Some people are jerks. Most people are friendly. And if you ask them, if they've got time and they can make it happen, they will.
Exactly. Jacob, any questions for Andrew before we let him go? Because we can't be on, he's on the phone. So go ahead, Jacob.
Anything new on corners?
Yeah, look, we're working. That's my little startup product. I've got a project now running out of Delaware in the US called corners.io, and we are working hard trying to bring that platform together. We're planning to get that out and about early next year. It's looking really good. We've got one of the world's best designers actually doing all of our user interface, user experience design. He's worked on Spotify and a number of other products doing design. Yeah, so we've assembled a really fantastic team, and there'll be more coming soon, but we're pretty enthused and encouraged with where we're going with that at the moment. There's a lot of experience between myself, Jason, and a few other guys on the team there, and we've got a fantastic board together. So the short of it is, Jacob, yeah, there's a lot happening at the moment. A lot of it is sort of behind covers for now, but as soon as we are ready to move, I'll definitely make sure that I come onto the show and give you guys some exclusive action and take the lid off on the show.
Good stuff. Now, Andrew, do you know Orshi,
yes, of course I do. Women's Orshi's
on
Network.
Today's podcast. Welcome, Orshi, to the podcast, mate.
Hi, everyone. Hello. Hi, Brad.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Do you know Andrew? Orshi. Do you know
Andrew? Hi. Yes. Hi. How are you,
Orshi? Very well.
I'm good.
Very, very well.
Congratulations, Brad, on 400 episodes.
Thank you.
That's
thank you, Orshi. Thank you for your message there, and good to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, it's good to be back. Okay.
I'm going to jump off, Brad, just because I've got a lot of noise over here,
mate.
And I don't
want
to interrupt the show there. But thanks again for having me on. I really have enjoyed all of the show that I've been on. and check me out at corners.io and Twitter, Cunning Drew. Enjoy the rest of the show, guys.
Appreciate
well
it,
done, and I'll catch you later.
Thanks, mate.
Bye.
Bye. All right, that was Andrew Cunningham. Do you know Andrew Cunningham, Morshi?
Yes, I do.
Have you met him? Have you met him?
Yes, yes.
Oh, you have met him. Okay, cool. So tell us about what you do with weddings.
Well, it's a new venture of mine that I started about a year ago called joinmywedding.com, and essentially a platform that allows to be married couples anywhere around the world to sell tickets to their weddings and give an amazing opportunity to a traveler to attend a traditional wedding when they travel.
Okay.
So you as a traveler, if you go to, let's say, India for, you know, a few weeks backpacking, then you're interested in the local culture. And what is more cultural than a wedding? There's not a lot of other events that are more cultural, I think, and authentic. So wedding has everything, you know, local people, cuisine, the colors, the outfits, you know, basically every cultural element or the traditions, customs. And so essentially Join My Wedding is opening up weddings.
So do you want to give us a brief background on what you, before you moved to where you are now, like before, do you want to tell people what you do, what you did before that?
So I did Women as Entrepreneurs, which is a women's network in Australia for startup women and also female entrepreneurs. I've been doing that for 6 years, which I really love. And over the past 6 years, my real passion was diversity, gender diversity in business and entrepreneurship, and also cultural diversity, because I'm a migrant in Australia and I'm a dual citizen now, but I've always been very passionate about, you know, diversity. And this is what I love about this venture, Join My Wedding, because it combines the two.
Okay.
It's all about cultural diversity. I truly believe that the more we know about someone else's culture, the less likely that we're going to hate them, basically. I think it's a very powerful tool.
Definitely.
And very relevant in today's economics, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Daryl, any questions for Orshi?
Yes, with the wedding side of it, I'm just really interested because I guess traditionally, you know, a wedding, you invite, you know, family and friends and the closest, you know, people that you know. And so to open it up, if you like to, you know, like via tickets to anyone, how did you sort of firstly think of that? And what sort of reaction have you got from people? Because it's certainly an interesting concept, but it's not something that you firstly think about when you think of a wedding. It's sort of like almost opening it up like an event.
Yeah, it could be a bit controversial, but I guess, you know, your home is very private, and now we are opening up our homes on Airbnb. So it's just something that, that we came up with the idea. So I have a co-founder who is also a female entrepreneur. I've spent the past 11 years living in Australia, but I'm originally from Hungary, Budapest, and I was visiting last year and we went to a concert and I got to chatting with this girl and she was telling me all the amazing weddings she was invited to. And I missed out on all of my friends' weddings over the past 11 years. So I was very sad. And I said, you know, I wish I could just go with you to one of these weddings. And she said, well, I attended a wedding in India a few years back and I had the same idea. It was such an amazing life-changing experience for her to go to India for this wedding and an experience that culture through a wedding that she's been thinking that this opportunity could be, you know, achievable for other people. And we looked at each other and said, how about if we could buy a ticket to a wedding? And then we decided to check it out, whether it existed or not. And we didn't find any other startups or any other businesses working on this idea. So we decided to test it. And so we decided India to be our launch market. And as you you know, you say probably in the first word, weddings are very private affairs. But if you think about it, in India, a wedding can last for a week and it can have 1,000-2,000 people. And most of the people, the couple don't even know. So it's a very, very different wedding market over there. And so for this reason and for some other reasons as well, we decided to launch this business in India. And it's been making a huge wave in India and becoming really popular among young people to post their weddings up. And you basically, if you're a to-be married couple, you register your wedding details just like you would on Airbnb. So you explain who you are, you know, what to know about you, and you explain what the wedding's going to be like, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, what the program's going to be, and how many tickets you want to sell at what price. And the traveler goes on our website and, you know, just look at all these weddings and can buy tickets to any wedding, basically, that is registered on our website. So it's, the concept is quite simple. The motivation of the Indian couples come from their desire to share their joy and wedding with other people, to meet people from different cultures. And it's good luck there to have more people give you their blessings on your marriage. So it's actually quite interesting. And I've been learning a lot about the Indian culture over the past few months, and it's been very interesting.
So it's more like a...
Did I answer your question?
Yeah. It's more like a cultural... I was trying to think because, again, thinking more in Australian terms of Australian weddings, and I suppose traditional Australian weddings, if you can call Australian weddings traditional, you know, about...
But would you go to an Indian wedding in Australia? Like if there was an Indian wedding with 500 people, wouldn't you want to...
It would be an interesting, I mean, it's an interesting, it's sort of, I guess, getting your head around a different concept that you would go to a wedding as a cultural event and watch it and enjoy it and be part of it rather than, I guess, you know, the view in Australia perhaps that a wedding is something that is shared between family and friends. Of course, you can have some weddings that are huge in the numbers of people. So, and the reason for selling tickets is not so much of a financial thing where it may help pay for the wedding, but it is more that the people involved want to share their wedding with people from different cultures.
Yeah, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And it also has a financial aspect, you know, that potentially even, you know, a typical wedding on our website now, and we have a lot of registrations now, offer between 20 and 50 tickets, which is not a big number considering that most weddings have 500, 1,000 people, right? At the price of, you know, for a 3 days affair could be around $300. And it has the potential to cover 20%, 25% of the wedding cost, which can be significant. Actually, even so, about between 20 and 50% of the wedding cost, which can be significant. And this brings me to this other very important social mission that we have. You know, I've been very passionate for gender equality and diversity. And typically in India, women are devalued in the society because they cost a lot to marry off. Traditionally, the girl's parents pay for the wedding. So if we can offer a solution which doesn't change the culture, so basically it's what we don't say to have a less expensive wedding, or we don't say invite less people or change any of your culture. We only offer a solution if you wanted to open up your wedding. And if families can make some money back, that could potentially have a positive impact, I think, on the situation of girls.
Yeah, because certainly I saw a documentary, I think it was on Four Corners or the ABC, a week or two ago about that, and about the fact that in India there are, you know, because in Indian culture women costs, if you like, so much more because they've got to provide a dowry And
exactly. I've been supporting a lot of charities with women as entrepreneurs, Indian charities, and yes, there's still places where baby girls are killed.
Yes, and that was in the documentary. That was in the documentary, and the fact that there's now this horrible disproportion between the numbers of men in India and the numbers of women, and men are now, so maybe a spin-off to your My Weddings site could be finding the thousands of men who are not going to be able to marry because of this, the tradition of undervaluing women, and they're not being the women there. And so India is going to have to look at that, because structurally it's becoming a huge issue in India. So maybe your entrepreneurship in doing that will within their culture will allow them to value women more.
Well, or just put them in a better situation by, you know, offering them a solution to finance.
Yes.
This cultural aspect. Yeah, definitely. So I'm hoping, even if it can, you know, it's probably very inspirational, but if, you know, if we can have a very little positive effect, that it's still great.
Well, you've got to start from somewhere. So I think you're not going to solve all the problems of a nation the size of India overnight, but if you can put that out there and into the heads of people, then there may be others that will come up with similar initiatives.
Yeah, definitely. So I just love this venture and working on it, and I'm very excited to see where it's going to take us.
Yeah, it's really very interesting.
Good stuff. Jacob, any questions for Orshi?
I just thought of one that's probably pretty good.
Go ahead, mate.
Like, if someone bought a ticket, but they're not like they're sick or something, like, would they be able to watch it over the internet? Still be there, but just by video.
Oh, can they get a refund?
If it's, sorry, I think it's a very different experience to be there in person or to watch something.
Like, if you're sick, but you still wanted to be there.
Hang on, Jake. Hang on. Let me clear this up. So, if you're sick, why would you buy a ticket to a wedding that you can't go to in the first place?
No, what I was trying to say, Brad, is like you bought the ticket.
Yeah.
But like you were fine, and all of a sudden that day you got sick.
So what happens there, Orshi? What happens?
It's technicality. You probably get a refund. It's like any other event that you would go to. It's really just another option. It offers you another option. You can still, you know, like when you travel, you can go to see a concert or see an Aboriginal show. The difference with Join My Wedding, at what you're trying to do, is that everything else, all those things I put up for you, just to, you know, even the Aboriginal shows in Australia that you go to, right? Yep. They put on a show to make money. But with Join My Wedding, they have this even if you're not there. So this is a real life, authentic event from someone's life that they have, regardless of whether there's a paying guest or not.
This is awesome.
There's a huge difference with that.
Yeah, definitely. And why would you want to watch it online and you can see it in person? I don't think you wouldn't get the whole experience. Experience, would you?
No, and then you experience the food and the music and everything in real life.
Exactly. So what's next for you? What's next for you?
For us?
For you, personally. What about you?
So actually we just had the very first ticketed wedding a few weeks ago, and BBC was filming there. So we have a lot of media interest. We've been featured in a lot of media across the globe, which is pretty amazing. We just got a feature in Hong Kong actually today in a magazine. So it's very exciting. We have registrations from other countries as well, but we're focusing on India. And the next step for us, we also sort of recruiting a team of product people, UX designers and researchers and technical people, because our core team, myself and my co-founder, are more from the business side. So we're putting together a team to build a really good product around this, because we just started off with an MVP, with a minimum viable product. And now that sort of the concept is tested, now we are building a better platform, basically. So that's going to be the next.
So, Aushu, how much are these weddings priced from? How much are they? They're sort of the pricing. How much are they?
They really vary, from $50 a day to $300 or $500. It depends on a lot of factors, you know, where, how easy to access the venue, you know, how sort of lavish the wedding is, a lot of factors. But the couples decide on the price. So it's just like we can give them recommendations. So actually, I personally call every couple registers on our site. It's actually quite interesting because in a lot of cases, the couple's parents register. You know, the girl's a father who pays for the wedding, and he registers his daughter's wedding. So there's so many things we learn.
And what else can you tell us before? I don't want to, because it's 3 a.m. over there. You need to go to bed. So where can they get hold of you if they have any more questions for you?
Well, it's joinmywedding.com. We have a Gmail address, joinmywedding@gmail.com. And we are recruiting technology product people. So if you love the idea and you're the best UX designer, please get in touch with us. Because now we really, that's the next focus, because we want to push the B2C sales, and this double-sided marketplace needs a really, really good product.
Good stuff.
With an amazing user experience.
So thanks for being on, Aushu. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you. I'm so sorry. My voice might be a little bit tired, but it's almost 4 a.m. But it was a pleasure. It was really worthwhile.
Appreciate your time, Aushu. Thank you.
Congratulations, Brad. I hope to be on the show soon.
Come back
again.
Bye. Contact me. Thank you. Thank you.
I will. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. So there you go, Daryl. That's Aushu with weddings and that sort of thing. And did you enjoy that conversation?
It was really interesting, a really interesting concept. And the more, because when she first said, you know, we're selling tickets to weddings, and I thought, you know, like I was trying. And but when she explained the cultural thing, and it all the sort of the penny started to drop. About that, it's not just, I was thinking, oh, this is just a way for, you know, couples to make money or something. And I was thinking, but then particularly in the case of India, where, and it just happened that I saw this documentary on the ABC or something a week or two ago, it could make a big difference to the culture there, where, you know, for their cultural reasons, young girls in particular are considered a liability because of the expense. You know, when they grow up and they need to marry or they're going to marry, then there's got to be dowries. Yep. And it has meant literally that young women, you know, the birth rate for young women, they've just aborted so many girls over the decades that now they've got this terrible situation where they've got lots of boys but very few girls. And so it's thrown their whole structure out. And so if something like what she's doing there can, you know, help to value that the girls are valued more in society in a place like India without it tearing apart their normal cultural traditions, it can only be a good thing. But it was really interesting.
All right, good stuff. And you wouldn't get this on any other podcast.
No, well, obviously no one else, as Aushu said, that they first thing they did was looked around to see, well, is anyone else doing this? No point, you know, if there's a lot of people doing it. So this is a first, you know, could be first globally. And so, yeah, and here they were on Tech Webcast.
There you go. Excuse, Jake, what about you? What's your view on all this? And would you use a service one day if you're going to get married? Or would you pay people to come to the wedding?
No, I'll just private.
I think it's cultural. I think it's a cultural thing, and I think it's just the individual. But I could imagine.
Great idea.
Yeah,
I
think. Look,
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, and I think, yeah, you can imagine even in a place like Australia. I mean, the costs now, if you want even a half reasonable wedding, is really expensive. I was seeing figures the other week there, and I thought, wow, you know, it puts a lot of financial pressure on families and on young couples or their parents or whatever. But if they were prepared to say, I'm happy to, you know, and it might be that they release the tickets to perhaps to people they know but who they normally couldn't have afforded to add to the wedding list. So, for example, you might be not a close friend but a friend of someone and say, we can say we can't add you to the wedding group because we just haven't got – we can't have 500 people. But if you're prepared, if you'd like to chip in for a ticket, you'd be more than welcome to come. And so, yeah, you never know what could happen with that sort of thing.
Definitely. All right, so during the week, Swan, the company here in Australia, sent me, yourself, Daryl, and Jacob a drone.
Yes, drone. You've actually, because I've had a busy work week, and plus the weather conditions here would mean the drone would have probably been blown to bits. It's where it's strong winds. You've actually been able to put it together. Like there's a couple of things you put into it. And I've actually flown it.
I've flown inside and also outside. It does take some time to get used to it and how to use it and that sort of stuff. So, you know, this drone is perfect for someone that's at new beginnings for using the drone. Yeah,
what I liked, I mean, reading the instruction, I mean, I've read the instruction, you know, the instruction, which again is a nice little instruction manual. How many times do you get instruction manuals? And they're either so tiny you can't read them, they're in 50 million languages, and they're very vague in this is got diagrams, it's got it's in simple terms, like for someone simple like me who's not flown a drone. And I like the idea too that you've got an option there that if you can flick a button on the controller that if the drone suddenly takes off and it seems to be flying away from you, you can't bring it back, that you can flick a button and it will, like a dog with a bone, it will come back to you. Things like that which make it really easy for us that have never flown drones before. Definitely.
But I will give you one little tip now, Darren, when you do set up, mate.
Yep.
The screws are really, really small, so just be careful not to lose them.
Good thinking. That's a good point.
It all comes in the box. It comes with a memory card and a USB sticks for the memory. You can put the memory card into that and then plug in your UV and then you get the
When you posted video. On Facebook about the fact that you'd flown it, you said you were also impressed with the camera.
Oh, the camera's fantastic. The video, 720p video, it's just fantastic. I just got to get used to how to use the video because apparently when you don't turn it off, it still records yourself.
So you've got to actually, flick it on and flick it off. But that would be, I mean, and I think retail, they're around $100 from Swan.
$100.
And so really if you wanted, and I think that's when we had our guest from Swan on, if you want a drone and you're like us and you've never flown them and you don't want to, you know, buy a really expensive drone and worry about, you know, crashing it and various other things, this type of one will be great. Or for say, you want to buy a Christmas present for, say, teenage children, you know, I think it's over 14, I think on the boxes, you know, like 14 and above they recommend. This one, it's not going to break the bank. Plus, I think it looks, from what I've seen, that it's fairly robust, that it will take a few bingles, that if you do happen to, you know, land a bit rough, it'll take that. Plus, it's got the camera, which can be a real lot of fun videoing from different angles.
Yeah, definitely. I think the camera will be fantastic. You need to remember not to have it on when you can just remember to turn off when you're not using it. So
But no, I think, you know, I think it'll be a lot of fun, and I think, you know, thanks for Swan for giving us those units to have a look at, because I think, when you and I were talking about it, and Jacob with our guest last week, it was all like, well, you know, you'd like to try some of these things, but you want, you know, if you've never used one before, you're loathe to go out and spend a lot of money in the risk of, you know, crashing it on the roof of a house or doing something like that.
And here's another thing too, Darren, and people have been wondering this as well. How people keep coming to me, keep asking me, how do you get these products? And do you want to answer that question, Darren?
Well, I think you just ask. I mean, and it was all a matter of if you go back to that particular episode of the podcast, it wasn't like people were saying, please, please, please. It was like, you know, and I think, you know, our guest from Swan was happy to do that because – we can review it, we can look at it, we can, and we can look at it because none of us was, you and I are not drone experts. So no, we're the average person on, in the street who's going to say, I'm going to buy one of these, but I've never flown one before. So we can give an honest review without the thing of, well, we're tech people and we know what we, you know, we know what we're doing.
Exactly, exactly. And Jake, what about you, mate? What's your view on all this? You're getting one apparently as well, which you've seen from me. And what do you think of it so far?
I like it. I want to have mine now, but it hasn't been sent out yet.
Oh, well, you'll get yours soon, yeah, I hope.
You'll get yours soon. Then you'll be able to fly it around Newbury in Florida and give us a perspective of and some video from Florida.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
I could just sneak up on – I could bring it to, with me to – to Hitchcock's.
Oh, I don't know about that.
No, no. So you
flew it inside too, Brad?
I did. It was just a little bit windy outside for a few days. So I just tried inside and worked fine inside. Yeah, but I think you need to be in a big open place.
Yeah, so I was thinking of that myself because when I looked at the various thing on the bottom, I said it's fairly small, but when you actually screw in the guards to protect you from getting your fingers, you know, in the propeller sort of thing, it did make it a bit wider. So I think you'd certainly need, if you're going to fly it indoors, you'd need a reasonable space. Otherwise, you're going to be banging it against, you know, walls and doors. And but it could be handy in a big space if you were wanting to record something and video something from a different perspective rather than just standing with a video camera in your hand. If you can get it from a different height, you just get certainly a different perspective.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I agree. It comes in handy if you with the camera and stuff and that sort of thing. And it's gonna be good. I'll try it again over the weekend.
Yeah, and the good thing is for people, everything is in the box. It's not like you get it and then I've got to go buy an SD card or I've got to buy the SD card reader or I've got to buy that. You know, everything for this particular drone comes in the box, so you can basically unpack it, set it up once you've charged up your battery. Put it in and you can be flying there and you're not looking at things saying, oh, I've got to go down to the store and buy this because that doesn't come with it. It's an optional extra. So that's the other thing. I hate having to do things like that. I like getting something and then using it. I hate having to think, oh, I've got to go and buy this add-on for it. I've got to buy that add-on. So that's a really good thing to remember
It also comes with two batteries. But one thing I can't work out, I don't know how to get this other battery out of the drone, but maybe when you have a look at yours.
Yeah, I'll have a look. Yeah. There's one. Because I think they've, this is just from the manual. I think you get about 7 minutes of flight.
Yeah.
From it. And then you just charge up the other one. And so if you charge them both before you go out on your expedition, then you've got about 14 minutes of flying time. And that's fair enough considering what the drone is actually doing. It's really using, you know, a lot of, you know, it's got four rotors. It's using a fair bit of battery power to get up there and do what it's doing. So you get about, you know, if you're fully charged, you get about 14 minutes of action. And I'm sure it doesn't take that long to recharge it. So I'm sure that, you know, if you want to go back out again, you just plug it into your computer, USB in your computer, give it another charge, you can go again.
Yep, about 90 minutes, I think it takes.
Yeah, so that's not too bad. So, yeah, it's good. Cool. But no, very impressed.
Very, me too, I love it. I recommend this drone, $100 from Swan. Check it out and swan.com and just do a search for drones and it should come up.
Yep.
What else is there, Jake? Your birthday is on Tuesday, mate. What are your plans for it?
Tuesday for me, Wednesday
for me. Yep, go ahead.
I'm just going to party all night till the cows come home.
Party all night till the cows come home. I like that.
That's it. Now, before we go, Daryl, do you want to mention the patron supporters and also mention Corey as well because he made us a great photo.
Yes, thank you to Corey. He did a lovely graphic for our 400th episode and he's always been a big supporter, like, you know, sharing out the podcast or whether it's on Instagram or Facebook or even. And for anyone who listens to the podcast, I mean, if you listen to it and you enjoy it, and you want to do something, then just clicking on that share button. If you're on Facebook or wherever you are, or you're on Twitter or Google Plus or whoever, if you do that, it means a great deal because it pushes out the podcast to more and more people. So, and it's a simple thing to do. If you like it, just click the share button and share out the link that you've listened to it from, and it helps. But big thank you to Corey for his continued support. You know, continue every week we do a podcast, he's out there after it's uploaded,
yep,
you know, sharing it out and promoting it. So that's great. And to our patrons, we thank you for your continued patronage. We've got Andrew Cunningham, who's been supporting. And of course, you heard his voice on the podcast earlier. He's heavily involved with his startup, but he still supports Tech Webcast. Sean Sieg, is it Sieg? I never pronounce it. Would I pronounce that name right?
Sean.
Yep. So thanks to Sean. Also to the birthday boy and the birthday girl, as in Jacob's mum and Jacob himself, for two birthdays, for their patronage. And, of course, indie musician and all-round nice person, Hannah Silver.
Hannah. And also to you, Daryl.
Oh, well, I was going to mention myself. I thought it sounded a bit presumptuous. But, yeah, I don't mind. And for those that are wondering what Patreon is, it's an opportunity if you want to support your local podcast. And it doesn't break the bank. So, you know, for a couple of dollars a month, you can sign up and it'll just take a couple of dollars a month out of your credit card or your whatever service you use. And it just goes to help fund the podcast because, you know, there are costs involved with podcasting, definitely, hosting, all those sorts of things that maybe you listen to it and you're unaware that it's, even though it's free to you, it's not free to produce. There are some costs associated. So if you really enjoy Tech Webcast and think, I get a lot of value out of Tech Webcast, I really enjoy it each week, and you've got a couple of dollars a month spare, then jump on to patreon.com/techwebcast and you can sign up, and we would be very grateful indeed for your assistance.
And in return you get shout outs and
exactly. And if we can, you know, and if we get more and more, you know, if more and more Patreons, people sign up to Patreon, well, I'm sure we can think of some, you know, things for Patreon only activities or things. But it's just a matter of, you know, but if you feel that you get some value from Tech Webcast, you learn something new, you have a bit of fun.
Definitely.
And you've got a couple of dollars, remembering that, you know, here in Australia, where I live, you know, a mug of cappuccino is $4.50. So for half a cup of coffee, you can support Patreon or support Tech Webcast, and it won't break the bank.
I can't believe things that buying at cafes and that coffee and that's unbelievable. Milkshakes are $5, $3, $2. You know.
Yeah, and when you think about it, if you're sort of a regular like me, if you're a regular coffee drinker and you go out during the week from work to have a coffee at lunchtime, it all adds up. Patreon's once a month; it's not once a week. So if you think, well, I can give $2 or $3 a month. And once you've set it up, it will just automatically take that $2 or $3 a month, and you don't have to worry about that anymore.
And also, you can cancel any time too.
And exactly, that's right. If you find answers of, it happens to people. You know, you find answers, financial situation can change. You can always cancel any time. You're not locked into some system where it's really difficult to get out of it.
Exactly. And also, Daryl, a big thank you to you, mate. I know what you've done over the few months, mate, and I appreciate
what
you've
problem. Done. No problem.
And also for Jacob, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. It's. I mean, I've been more later, I guess, to Tech Webcast than, but it's. I know my first episode of Tech Webcast I was actually on as a guest, or it was when you did 300, and it didn't seem long ago since we had like a cast of thousands on for the 300th episode, and you know, and now you've done. There's been another 100 episodes gone through, so it's been a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun each week to get up and on a Saturday morning and set the microphones up and do it.
Exactly. It's it's great having you on, and appreciate your time, Daryl, on a Saturday. For 1 hour each Saturday.
Yeah, no problem. And today it's blowing a gale out there at the moment, and it's overcast and that. So, what better thing to be doing than chewing the technology fat on the podcast today?
Exactly, mate. Appreciate your time.
Jacob too, because I mean it's different for him. He's Friday night there in Florida, so a lot of people go out Friday nights, and I can't be bothered, you know, doing something on a Friday night. But Jacob's always there on a Friday night, and he does a great job.
Yep, good job, Jacob. Thank you for being on, mate, and for being on the podcast for a long time, mate. And you've come a long way, mate.
Thank you. Thank you.
And where can they get hold of you on Twitter? Where can they get hold of you?
Me?
Yeah, you.
S-by-326-6910.
Also, and Darryl, what about you, mate?
On Twitter at Learnscape and at Google Plus, Darryl Hunt. And I think probably Tech Webcast has been around longer than Google Plus. So there's something for you as well. And by the way, Google Plus is going at times. I think Tech Webcast might be there a lot longer than Google Plus. but anyway, it's still there at the moment.
It is. Great podcast. Thanks everyone who's been listening, downloading the podcast and sharing it. And Darryl, you've been sharing it, and Jacob and everyone else.
Just keep sharing the podcast. Even if Patreon, you haven't got the resources to be on Patreon, we understand that. Just click that share button, and that's a really valuable thing to do.
And also, please rate us on iTunes. So
The ratings help too. It gets new people who may be trawling through iTunes looking for a podcast. If we can get some good ratings on there, people go, oh, I'm going to subscribe to that.
Yep, definitely. You can get me on Twitter, Brad Oz, and Tech Webcast. Also, check out the Facebook Tech Webcast page as well. What else, Darryl? That's about it, mate.
That's about it. Congratulations for 400 episodes to Tech Webcast, and hopefully there's another 400 episodes in our future, at least.
I'm sure there is. Thank you, mate.
No worries.
Thanks, Jacob. Happy birthday, by the way, for Tuesday.
Happy birthday for Tuesday, Jacob.
Tech Webcast. The hosts and guests are unsurpassed. Tech Webcast. Because technology, it moves so fast. Tech Webcast. Ha, stick around and you're gonna have a blast. Yeah! Tech, 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 tech webcast. Ha, ha. Tech, 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 tech webcast. Big ups to Andrew, to Brad, Jody, Steve, and Jennifer. Boom!